This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted pride of West London podcast. So we're coming to you at the end of the match at St Mary's. They call it Southampton.
Can you be?
And it's the Mighty Beast 2, Southampton 0.
Hello,
and functional is what we say. Thomas Frank knows exactly what we need. What I'm going to say to you is, listen, we're still going for this European tour today. We're going for the European tour. We've got the points and we do exactly what we need. Tell us something. Thomas Frank knows exactly what we need, doesn't he?
We've got Super Thomas Frank.
He knows exactly what we need.
He knows exactly what we need.
Today.
We've got the match.
Today, this game here today. I mean, listen, it could have gone either way. Southampton needed a win today. It could have been a banana skin, but we did what we needed, didn't we?
Yeah, we got the job done. Wasn't pretty, but hey, we come here, we got the 3 points, that's all that matters.
I'd say professional, as some people would say you had to do. We put the team out there professional. We didn't let in a goal.
Yep.
We made sure we kept it tight at the end of the day, but we got the result, didn't we?
We got the job done, professional job. Not that many shots on target against us. You can't complain against that. It was a bit hairy, but hey, You got to do what you got to do. You get the 3 points, you get the 3 points.
You beast!
You beast!
Listen. South Coast B here. You come across the South Coast to the game. We did what we needed to do today. We got the result, didn't we?
We done. It wasn't pretty, but we dug in. They huffed and puffed. We soaked it up and we picked them off at the end. It's lovely.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely. Absolutely tremendous. Tell you something, we've been down here lots of times down to Southampton now. It's really weird us coming up here and we're like the, I'm not going to say it in a disrespectful way to Southampton, but we're the better team now than they are. But the pressure was on for us not to let ourselves down, but to just deliver the result. And they did exactly that, didn't they?
Exactly that. We're looking at coming to these places now and getting the result and winning, but not being too cocky. We've got to remember where we come from. Another good performance and result.
And that's right, and that's what we do. We remember where we come from. Players out there today, I mean, Sharda started the game today. In the first half, he had a good game, didn't he?
Had a good game, lots of pace, and unfortunately, it was the right back just flattening him all the time. But he's got 60 minutes in him so far. He'll get 70 on at Leicester, and then by the time Brighton comes, he'll have the 90.
And Leicester. Come on, you bees, yeah. Listen, what a result. We got the result. We got the result today, Jimmy Boy. We got the result today. You happy about that? You've been everywhere. You've been absolutely everywhere with the bees. You've been to Carlisle, you've been to Shrewsbury,
Arnold,
you've been to
Bradford,
Workington Town, probably.
You
probably
haven't
been there. You're not that old.
No. But listen, not the greatest performance. Wasn't pretty, but we dug in, we defended, we kept them out. Another great win. We're living the dream, Bill. We're living the dream.
As for Southampton, I thought in the first, in parts they looked all right.
They did.
They weren't as bad as I thought they would be.
I don't think they had that many shots on target, to be fair. But I'd like them to stay up. I'd like Southampton to stay up. It's a local game, isn't it? It's a local game. So, listen, great to come here after last season. Last season was a shocker. To come here and get a win.
We were crying last season, weren't we?
We were. It was awful. great to be here, Bill. Just great to be supporting.
Good support as well. 3,000 bees there again
loud
on a Tuesday
night. Loud and proud, Bill. Great support.
Yibbies.
Take care, Bill.
Yibbies. Just going to get across there. We got all sorts of characters. Characters in the house here today. Characters in the house. Characters there. Listen, we got the result today, didn't we?
We certainly did. We stood so far.
Listen, I'm taking a tumble. I'm like Mr. Tumble, aren't I? Mr. Tumble. Walking along, singing a song. Shit to go to Fulham. We're not even playing Fulham, but listen, the Fulham thing is back. I keep telling you, listen, people have been laughing about me, about my Fulham, you know, I'm trying not to say hate. I'm not saying hatred, it's not that. But you know, me and Fulham don't quite get on. A lot of Brentford fans don't do. Younger Brentford fans, you don't understand it. But now, after that game, listen, we played Southampton today. They're still singing about Fulham. I'm very happy about that. But anyway, let's come back to this game.
There was another fire drill here today.
There was a Fulham-esque fire drill. It was like we were at Fulham. Fulham were at Brentford and they left the game.
Fulham didn't even see their goal. They left so early.
Yeah, we know that as well. Like, not Southampton, they didn't see their goal because they didn't score one. But anyway, we're talking about that. Listen,
Southampton fans were fighting each other. That's how bad it is.
That's true, actually. There was a little punch up in the corner right here by us. We had like a £500 seat for that one, didn't we? It was like a proper VIP seat for the Southampton punch up. And why are they punching up?
They're just not happy. Their fans, you know, they're having a bad season. You look at this time last season when we played them, it was horrific. They absolutely destroyed us. So this is comeback. This is amazing. Everyone's buzzing. Yeah, forget the weekend. That was just a little blip. And we're just back to how we were last Monday. Yeah, we're buzzing. Buzzing.
Last Monday against Fulham, that is, yeah?
Yeah, against Fulham. Yeah.
To remind people, against Fulham. The F word,
yes.
They're below us still. Yeah, they're below us, and they're there, yeah. And we are top of the West London Super League. And what I'll say to you as well, I'm going to say this to people, I actually watched the Fulham game, the F word game back. I watched that Fulham game back, and what I loved is the fact that the commentators in that game talked about the West London Super League as well. They talked about the West London Mini League. So, I'm not saying that, but I know that Sky commentators listen to this podcast as well. But anyway, lady, you're in the house. We did what you had to do today, didn't we?
We did more than that, mate. I thought we were strong, really strong. Southampton came at us, had a lot of possession. They really stretched us. I'm not sure they asked huge questions of us, but we had an answer to all of it tonight. With the chances that came our way, I thought Wiesa was superb, taking that one right at the death.
The goal right at the end. By the way, we won 2-0.
Yeah,
and Wiesa at the end, you know, Ivan Toney first and then Wiesa at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, we were strong and it was a brilliant bounce back. You know, Everton, there was always the winning or the unbeaten run was always going to come to an end, but it was about how we bounced back, and we did. We bounced back massively tonight. We're not a busted flash. You know, the five-month unbeaten run wasn't fluke. We proved it tonight. We're a strong Premiership team, and fair play to every player that played in red and white stripes. They dug deep tonight. Fully deserved to win, and just we look strong all over the pitch. Very proud tonight.
Proud? Listen, my man's proud over there. His heart was pumping. What a lot of people have been saying is that it weren't pretty, but we got the result. And sometimes you've got to get results to get that. This lot, they were fighting for the death. They know they're bottom of the league. They needed to get a result today. I thought they came out the traps today and they looked all right in flashes, but they just didn't have the firepower. And scrappy at times, but we were professional and did what we had to do. But I'm not taking words out of your mouth. What are you saying?
Yeah. I think a game like that, you really see how Thomas Frank's really embedding the whole stay calm thing.
He knows exactly what we need, doesn't he? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we're looking at it and we're thinking, like, why are we sitting with the low block? It's so deep today, so deep. But, I mean, as everyone else has probably said, we did, when it came to it, we defended exactly as we needed to. They couldn't get that final ball in, could they? As I said, second half, I'm not going to be nice about it. We had nothing going up forward, did we, at all? But you have to win those games that even when you're not so strong, and that's exactly what we did today.
We did that today as well. I'm going to bring up the Sharder because he was a change. There's two little changes. We had Sharder and we had Pontus Janssen coming a little bit later as well. Sharder up front in the first half, I thought that he looked a little bit lively.
Yeah, he's a much, much stronger. And they seem to have figured him out a little bit in the second half. He got a shot out. Had two men on him a lot of the time. Definitely kind of slowed him down. But no, he's hungry. He's what we need, really. We definitely noticed that we missed Jan out a lot because we needed that hunger to close those balls a bit tighter. Jan was doing that for us first half. Sharder was doing that for us first half. I think we definitely noticed a lot when Jano came off because we didn't have that fight and that grit in the middle like we normally do. But as you said, Chardo, yeah, you're looking really good.
And Pontus came on. First time we've seen Pontus in, the last time I saw Pontus on the pitch. It was nice to see him grace because I wasn't sure whether or not he's going to have another Premier League game, but it's good to see him on the pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, I almost got a bit nervous when he went down. I was thinking he's been on 5 minutes and he's got an injury, straight back off again. But no, he's looking good. It'll be really nice having him back in the squad. He again, he embodies what Thomas Frank wants on the pitch.
He knows exactly what we need, doesn't he?
Keeping it calm, collected at the back four. When he's on, I feel like everyone feels a lot tighter and knows what they're doing.
UBs. Yes. Listen. You know. Right, so listen, we're walking out the ground here. We're still in the ground. No Southampton fans in the ground at all. They've done a Fulham. Right, they've done a Fulham. Yeah, that's right. They're all having a good punch up. Right, and then they've left. Right, because at the end of the boxing match, you have to leave the boxing match. So they've all left. But we're still here because we have picked up three valuable points, which puts us at the top of the West London Mini League, which is all good. And tell you something, we're feeling mighty fine about that, aren't we?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you what, that was hard work. I must admit, 3 points, you're right. Absolutely nailed on defensive job today. I've got to give Southampton a bit of credit and say they really gave it to us. You know, they brought a big guy on up front in the second half. They had most of the ball.
Interestingly, I think he's the guy that came from FC Michelin, obviously Benham's old club. So we knew we had our research on him because he was there for about 6 years.
Yeah, and we knew exactly what they were going to do.
Thomas Frank knew exactly what we need.
He did. I'll tell you what, it was a hard watch that second half. I must admit, it was. I don't think we strung three passes together, but we scored when we needed to score. We scored in the first half at a good time, and we definitely scored in the second half at a good time. Really. It's all about the defensive duties today, and the boys really, really put a shift in. I mean, can't be no prouder than that. But I just wish we could kick the ball a little bit better. But, you know, we're coming away to Southampton. They're fighting for their lives, and we've come away with 3 points, and that's all you can ask for, really.
UBs. Characters in the place. We're outside St Mary's, outside Southampton, outside whatever you call this joint. Listen... What I'm going to do is I'm going to give a leveller. We got 3 points at this place. We didn't get 3 points last season, and I think that's what's important. But some people are thinking, I'm a little bit nervous. The second half performance was a little bit... Woo-hoo.
The second half was not one of our best performances of the season, it has to be said. I think, you know, until we got that second goal, Southampton looked like a team that were bottom of the league. If they had any firepower, they should have put a couple past us. Although they were playing the ball from side to side rather than attacking us. But hey, you know, we'll take it. And Wieser's goal at the end just wrapped
Wieser up. Wieser was on fire.
I was on absolute fire, wrapped it up for us at the end. But we, you know... We can't play like that every half, and we can't play like that every game.
We can't play like that every half. Listen, we've got Aristic in the house here, and Aristic, yeah, you've come down there.
Yes,
result.
Oh, fantastic result. Any other result would have been a travesty, really, today. The better team won by some margin. Slightly different tactics today, but yeah, it should have been only one result. Bees win today, all day long.
Yeah, and it's good to see you down here as well, Aristic, because Bees together, as we say, all together. All season, all year, every time, you know what I'm saying? Which is all good, you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Philly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I think Bees out there will know exactly what I'm saying. Got the Dutchman in the house as well. Ristic, all good, yeah, all good, yeah. So we got the Dutchman in the house as well, in the place. The Dutchman.
I wish I was in the house. Maybe I'm in the fucking pouring rain talking to you right now.
We're not in the house. We're actually freezing cold.
I thought that was a bit better than most people thought. I thought whilst us, the fans, were probably a little bit nervous being one up, I didn't think the players were remotely nervous. I think they probably thought they're in control all game. And we sat back and let them come out and let them have the ball, and they had lots of ball and didn't do much with it. Brought a really 10-foot tall bloke on, and we won a couple of headers, but I mean, they're rubbish at the moment. They're going down, with no disrespect to them, but they're not very good. And I thought we did exactly what was needed. Don't think Raya really had a
Thomas Frank knew exactly what we needed.
Well, he knows exactly what we need at all times. He needs Rico and Tony in the England squad this week.
Yes.
But I thought it was great. You know, 41 points, what can you say? Probably safe.
Listen, okay, I'll touch base with you maybe in a month's time and we'll see how that goes. The Allods.
Yes.
Result. Listen, not match, but result. I'm emphasising on the result. That's all we wanted. 3 points is what we needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it's job done, isn't it? 41 points now, job done, and plenty of games to go.
Yeah.
It's it was, you know, first half I thought we were really good, actually. Yeah. Really, really good. Thought we kind of controlled it. Second half, I don't know if we just decided to go into a deep block, and it seemed a bit of an odd way to approach the second half.
Thomas, I'm going to say that as well. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Thomas does love defending, though. And do you think that maybe he just thought, I don't think this team is good enough. If we go into that block, I don't think they're good enough. When we're fast enough, we'll just hit them on the break.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that when you're 2-0 up. I think when you want... I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
Gamblers, mate.
And I was trying to convince myself that we were controlling the game, but I really don't think we were. And then we... No, but we...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them, honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Tactically, he obviously was worried because we changed it, didn't we? So he went to three at the back. Yeah. So I don't think he was comfortable with what we were doing. I don't think he was comfortable thinking we've got this, because he switched it up, and he switched it up a couple of times with substitutions, and he switched it up big style, you know, with about 15 minutes to go. He went three at the back, he brought Pontus on, yeah. And it was kind of an obvious way to go, and it saw the game out. But even with that, then we still had to, I mean, look, Pontus goes down. I don't know, you know, and all the old tricks come out, don't they? And if we are honest, right? If you were watching us as the opposition fans you'd be really, really upset. But you know, maybe that's what we've had missing for so many years, and we just saw the game out, and you know, I guess you have to do that sometimes,
and we did it.
Yeah, and it is a fascinating at the bottom of the league, isn't it? It's great looking down at it. I'd hate to be on 27 points like Palace. I think if Palace lose again tonight, I'm not sure, but wouldn't you hate to be where they are at the moment? Because I don't really know who's going down at the moment. Southampton today, I thought were going down, but after I saw Leeds, I thought they were going down. I thought Bournemouth were going down. You know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
And the thing is that we just can't give enough, can we?
We just can't get enough.
We're in a boozer. We're in Southampton late at night, like I said to you. Drinks, and as you know, like at Brentford, we all chill out here. Brentford fans together, Southampton fans together. I've got a Southampton fan in the house here. First of all, I want to say to you, I was going to say commiserations, because I thought that Southampton actually should have probably got a little bit more out of the game today. We did what we had to do, defending wise, but Southampton, particularly in the second half, you were on it.
No, I appreciate that. I thought we held the ball well, we played with the ball well, but when it comes to the forward, we put the ball in the box, but there's just... We got a 6 or 7 striker who can't jump, can't put the ball anywhere near the goal. I don't think we had a shot on target, at least in the second half. It's just, when we got 2 strikers and Theo Walcott in the box, and nothing's happening for it.
I mean, there's an argument to say that, and I'm saying this facetiously, I mean, you're a 6 foot 7 striker, used to play for the team that our owner owns in Denmark as well. So maybe he was doing an agent job on us today and decided that in the game he came in as a sub at Brentford as well. Like I was saying,
100%, it's disappointing, because I think he scored 16 goals at the start of the season before he left Genk, and then he's come here, he's been given 2 starts. This is his first time off the bench properly in the last 3 games, but still he's a massive guy, but he can barely run, can barely jump. It is disappointing, because when we signed him, we've got a big money striker, I thought we might actually have something here, and unfortunately it's not happened. The new guy, Sulemana, he looks decent. He does it decent. Don't get me wrong, he's not got the numbers, he hasn't had a goal or assist for us, but he does look like he'll be a very, very good player. But yeah, it's not looking great.
Just coming back to it again, I'm not trying, because I'm just, it's a conversation with football fans here, we're having drinks and everything like that. Southampton are over the years, wickets, signing-wise, manager-wise, everything like that. What's gone wrong? Because it's like, I know there's been a lot of changes, and it seems like these changes have had to happen as well, because new people coming in. Is it maybe just the case that, like, at the moment now, it's like a transitional period for you?
No, it is massively, and I think the problem is we've got... we've got the mate who brought in Thomas Frank at Brentford,
and Rasmus Ankerson,
and he thought he could do the same thing with Nathan Jones, as much as I hate to say his name. Not my favourite manager in the world, and I don't think it's anyone's bit of a joke manager, but I think he brought in Nathan Jones thinking he could be the new Thomas Frank. That didn't work, and Ruben Seller's done a great thing. We've only conceded 3 goals in the last 5 games, which for us is amazing. We've had 3 clean sheets this in the last 5 games, and before that we've had 1 all season. So Ruben Sellers is doing a fantastic job in that sense, but we still can't put the ball in the back of the net, and as much as to keep a clean sheet, you still need to score goals to win football.
Okay, and again I'm just asking questions because I'm in Southampton here. Wicked pub, it's lovely coming down. I came in the summer before with the women's Euros as well. Wicked vibe down here in the summer, but slightly different, but still good little vibe here. But I'm asking questions. You said that you haven't put the ball in the back of the net, but that isn't necessarily down to the manager or anything like that. It's down to the players. Is it down to the recruitment? Is there things that you're not happy about?
The problem is we've got... When I talk to my mates, I always worry about the players we're going to lose when we go down. I always think there's so many players that there probably are quite a few clubs that they would want to steal our players. But then I think the performances they put in as a team, I don't even know why you'd want half of them a lot of the time. We've got quite a young team, so there is a bit of that. They can develop into better players, but they just aren't gelling. We need a bit more experience. We brought Bednarak back. I wasn't too keen on that to begin with, but he has done quite well. But that's moved Salisu out of the team, and Salisu was one of our best centre-backs before Bednarak came back. So it's a bit... We've now sort of got our strongest back four, but I still think Salisu would be better in there over Bednarak. But our main problem is we rely on Ward-Prowse, and you can't rely on most of your goals coming from a midfielder. When you play with, like today, we had Theo Walcott, Sulemana, Che and Big Paul up top. 4 tackers, and our biggest chances came from a Ward-Prowse shot, which Reyes saved in the first half, and a Charlie Alcaraz shot that went just over the bar. And then after the second half, nothing happens.
So, this season, and I'm going to say this as well, we're saying that the league is almost split into 2. You've got the top 9, and then you've got the bottom 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've got the bottom 11, and all of the bottom 11, from Crystal Palace, I think it is, down, can get relegated. But Crystal Palace are 3 points off the relegation zone in what's in 12th place. In 12th place. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think your chances are? Because that's a big... There's a lot of players in there. It's not like you're out of it still.
Don't get me wrong, I walked in today thinking if we could have got the 3 points, it would be completely flipped and I'd be a lot more confident. I am a bit, you've caught me at a time that I'm a bit downhearted, so I'm not as confident as I normally would be. But there is 8 teams that are put together by 5 points still. And don't get me wrong, we've now got a game in hand over they've got a game in hand over us. But there is always a chance. But then you look at Palace, they've been really, I think they won a game all this year, 2023. But then you look at their next games, I don't think, in the next games they pretty much play everyone in the bottom 10. So although they're not doing very well, they have a lot of chances to pick up points that will bring them out of it. Forest, luckily, are now finding a bit worse form for us. West Ham, you'd like to think they have players that they shouldn't be where they are, but somehow they aren't winning games. I think it'll be a scrap to the end of the season for everyone down in the bottom 8, at least, personally. But right now, I'm not very confident. If you ask me in the morning, I might feel a little bit better. We've got Spurs on the weekend. I said it before the game. It'd be such a Saints thing to do. We'll lose to Brentford, and then we'll go and beat Spurs at home on the weekend. That is a typical Saints thing to do. Typical Saints thing to do. We can't beat the teams that... Brentford have had a great season, but we can't beat the teams that we maybe should put more of an effort against, and then we'll go beat a top 4 side. It's a typical Saints thing to do. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm not that confident, but we'll see.
UBs?
What's the sorry?
UBs?
UBs.
So here we go. Late night bees still propping up the bar. They've opened the door. They're trying to get us out of this place. But we're not going to get out of this place because we're celebrating 3 points in Southampton. We're right in the middle of town, Oxford Street, I think it is. Not Oxford Street, London. Oxford Street, Southampton, in and around there as well. And like I said to you, great result. Not the best game in the world, was it?
It wasn't the best game in the world. And actually, I found it a really tough watch in the second half. And we couldn't string two passes together. But on the other hand, David Raya barely had a save to make. So it's good to know that when you're not firing on all cylinders, the team can still defend. They can hold off a team that has more of the possession. But no, it's not a vintage Brentford performance, but what mattered was the result. And we can grind out those results when we're not playing at our best.
We can. And if you want to do a comparison to last season, this would be the equivalent of playing against maybe Norwich, or maybe playing against Burnley, or playing against one of those sides where even when we played against them, it was the jeopardy that we talk about. Because at the moment, this season, we haven't got the jeopardy. But when we played against the Norwich, when we played against Burnley, it was like, you know, it was squeaky bum time. You knew you needed to get a result out of it. We went in that game like properly focused, but it's almost like we went into this game knowing, here's something, all we need to do is just not let in a goal, and let's see if we can just nick a little goal at the other end.
And that's precisely what we did. Ivan Toney put us ahead. I thought the first half performance was better than the second half, but at the end, when Wissa broke free to clinch it with the second, I can't say it was particularly deserved, but we are a very, very difficult... When we're on it, we're a very, very difficult team to beat. And we're eighth now. We're 1 point behind Liverpool. Can you believe this? We are in a battle for a European place.
European tour. I'm going to talk about Wissa. Now, Wissa... Okay, we use him as a super sub, but I'm going to ask you, just think about it. How many goals has this guy scored in 90-plus minutes? So he scores in extra time so many times. West Ham, we get kicked out, which is all good. But, you know, how many times has he scored in time added on? Just so many. I mean, it just does, doesn't he? And does that sort of sum up the type of player that he is?
Well, I think he scored far more goals coming on a sub than when he's actually started. But he was on fire in the 97th minute. And he really is an impact sub, because every time he comes on a sub, he makes a positive difference. And he took that goal so well tonight. It didn't turn out to be a vital goal because we'd have won 1-0, but it was just great to see that we've got people strength like that on the bench. I thought actually for once tonight Thomas's substitutions were defensive rather than attacking. You know, when he brought on Pontus to switch to a back three, and we looked even more secure with Pontus at the back there, even if we weren't doing particularly well going forward. So I'm very encouraged that we can get a result like this. Much better than the 4-1 thrashing we got last season. Get a result like this when we're not at our best.
And finally, I'm going to say is that the European tour is on, is the first thing I'll say. But also, more importantly than the European tour, and I'm sorry for people who are desperate for the European tour, but for me, the more important thing is we are top of the West London Mini League. And it just goes to show you that we are the best team in West London.
Phil, how many teams are in that West London Mini League?
There are four teams in the West London Mini League, but there's three that are there. There's us.
There's Fulham below us. Yeah. There's Chelsea below us.
There's a fourth team. You have to look down quite far to find out what QPR are doing. So there's four teams.
Oh, I remember them. Yeah. They're a long way away. Long way away now. Yeah.
We're top of the West London Mini League. Now, to me, would you rather at the end of the season, and this is, listen, because we're trying to bring jeopardy in this. We talk about this a lot, jeopardy, because we're saying in the Premier League, there isn't, unless you're like up at the bottom or tight at the top, there's no jeopardy. But I'm going to say to you, let's bring some jeopardy in. Would you rather be in the top of the West London Mini League or doing a European tour?
Oh, I've got to say, I'd rather be doing a European tour. But I think the premise of your question is wrong, because if we don't finish top of the West London League, we ain't going to Europe.
but I think we have a very good chance of doing so.
Listen, this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Subscribe to us on all good podcast channels and check us out all over the place. And also, don't forget to buy us a beer. Besotted.com/beer. We've done really well today. We've actually got 3 points down at Southampton. We're top of the West London Milli League. We're going into Europe. We're doing the European tour. We're doing all sorts of stuff. We're playing Leicester on Saturday. Go check a podcast out. Me and Laney probably do another podcast sometime and have another place. We've got a lot of Southampton fans, so we've got to be very, very careful. As we sign. Come on,
UBs!
UBs! I'm going to say to the characters, come on, UBs! Look at UBs, I'm going to say to the characters, come on, UBs! UBs! Come on, oh, no, actually, I better not, actually, because I might get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. UBs.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.